Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is the Flag Football America podcast, broadcasting to you live using Blog Talk Radio. Today, we have a special guest with us that's going to talk about an exciting product that has been used primarily in traditional football, arena league, but it's making its way slowly into the flag football space. You can find us on Facebook at Flag Football America. You can also find us on Instagram at Flag Football America, and you can check us out on our website at flagfootballamerica.com. So today we have with us Tim Tooker on the line, the president of Tooker Flags. Tim, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you, Stacy. Glad to be here.
Great. Thanks for joining us. So so you've introduced a new product to flag football. It's a penalty flag. Tell my audience a little bit about your product and how you got started.
Yes, Stace. You know, it's funny. I was watching a game one night, a Monday night football game. I saw a close-up of the flag they were actually using on the field, and I couldn't believe it. I said out loud, how could they be using such a thing? Look at it, sandbag, it had reinforcing tape on it. I said, they must have something nice, something beautiful, something with a logo. And sure enough, the next day, my friend came back to me and said something about my idea, and I didn't even realize what he was talking about. But when he said the flag idea with the logo, and right away, my mind started figuring out how I could develop this thing and make it into a viable product, which now I've obviously accomplished over the last 5-6 years, developing this product, getting it fine-tuned down to a really nice product. So that's what I make, a custom penalty flag for football that we can print any which way they'd like. I can print it specific to the game that day. We can generalize it by the year, or I can accommodate any kind of printing you guys can think of. So I print the logos, the leagues, everything, anything people want. So I'm quite enjoying it. Quite a few things going on right now, and it's exciting for the flags right now.
Yeah, so essentially what you're making is like a customizable flag that it's not just the yellow flag that you throw out there. It's actually something that leagues are using for branding opportunities, right?
Yes, exactly. And what we found is that everybody likes to see their logo on something, especially football teams. You take a pride in your team. These flags complement the places where people want to really show and make a statement. We're just, for instance, working with Matt Rimmel over at the Beast of the East tournament coming up next week. We're going to introduce the new flag arrangement. There's a new puck size. We've eliminated the thickness, brought it a little thinner, and it's much more referee-friendlier. So we're looking forward to him using the flags in his tournament and a couple other flag football tournaments around the country we'll be looking at very soon.
That's great. That's great. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. We're on the line here with Tim Tooker, president of Tooker Flags. So tell us a little bit about the where people can find the flags. First of all, you definitely have to check out the look of the flag. It's really like no other product out there. And if you're looking for something that's going to obviously give your refs to be different, but also to help with your branding, what's the best way if someone's interested to see some of the samples of the flags you've made? Where can they go?
Well, you can go to my Facebook page at Tooker Flags, get the photo sections. You can see all the people we've worked with over the years. You can also go to the website at tookerflags.com, and you can peruse there. We're revamping that website as we speak, but it is still up and running until we get the new one up and running very soon. So you can reach me there. Tim Tooker on Facebook, you can contact me there and message me, anything. I'm all over the place on social media.
All right, great. So you talked about the fact that you've got some different leagues that you've worked with over the years. Can you just explain to my audience some of the places that they might have seen or can go and see where the flag's being used, and then just talk about a little bit what are some of the organizations that you've been in contact with within, like, the flag? I know you mentioned Beast of the East, but where did you first get your flag introduced?
Well, first we went to the NFL, thinking they would jump all over it, which I happened to contact the officiating department. A guy, Brian Flood, was there, and we bounced back and forth with some samples for a while. The NFL never made a commitment. So what I did is moved on to the next best place, the Arena Football League. And when I contacted them, sent them some samples over there, we had a deal. Within 3 weeks, the flags were being used every week in their televised game on CBS Sports Network. So it was a great idea. It came out. We auctioned those flags every week in the CBS Sports auction. And it was a very successful program. Everybody enjoyed those flags. They were able to get their hands on a piece of game-used memorabilia by bidding on the flags that were actually used during the games. So that was exciting. We've also been working with the LFL, the Legends Football League, the old Lingerie League. We've been now with them 4 years, and we're working on arrangements now to put the flags out for the fans to be able to get a shot at getting one of these flags. So that's being worked out right now as we speak. So I'm excited for that. The Global Indoor League has embraced the flag completely as a marketing tool. Since he kicks off his tournament down there in August, he's going to have a tournament for the three-down football Canadian rules. So we'll be all over that with the flags. A number of semi-pro teams and leagues out there that are using them. They have them for promotional purposes. They worked with the fire departments of both New York and Chicago. We had a memorial. I made up a set of flags for a special memorial for the fireman that was lost. So there's various things we've been doing. Monday Night Football contacted me. They ordered them for awards for their employees. So all the staff on Monday Night Football was able to get one of these flags. And they quite enjoyed it quite a bit. Still looking at the NFL, but frankly, with the LFL, we're happy to be working with them. And these guys are right on the edge of what cutting-edge football entertainment is all about. And I appreciate having the opportunity to work with them.
Oh, that's great. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. You can find us at flagfootballamerica.com. You can also find us on Instagram and on Facebook at Flag Football America. So, yeah, I mean, it's really a one-of-a-kind product. One of the things, I mean, I've actually personally have gotten some of the flags, and, you know, it's one for the branding opportunity, but then it's just a really unique piece and something that the referees can, I think, get a lot of value out of. So explain to me the memorabilia portion of it. I know you talked a little, I know you just spoke briefly about it, but what's, so if I'm a potential customer and I buy some of your flags, let's say for like Beast of the East, what did you supply the Beast of the East with? And then what are some potential revenue or memorabilia opportunities once you actually have the flag that maybe a traditional flag wouldn't offer you?
Well, because it's a printable flag, we're attracted to the idea of bringing sponsors in and having them pay for advertising on the flag to support the team or support the league. We're finding that that's developing as we speak. The bigger and bigger venues we get in, the larger the sponsors will be. But anyone, even on a local level, can assign a local sponsor to help contribute towards supporting their team, and we'll print their logos on their personal team flags a way that shows supporting for them. So we're excited about that opportunity. That's really where we're going forward with this. With the Arena Football League, the AFL, we were able to auction those flags every week. It was too bad we were not able to develop another deal with them, but who knows, down the road we may have come to terms, something we can both agree on. But there's plenty of different marketing ideas could be done, especially the thought of bringing in outside sponsors to contribute to advertising. So it's a perfect fit. We're growing into that area, and I'm keeping it that way. I'm not looking at mass producing these flags and having them sit in the sporting goods store next to the local tan bag up there for $10. That's not what I do. I'm looking at these things as if they are collectibles. In so many instances, we've had people buying them and put them on eBay. I saw one going for almost $450 on eBay, guy trying to sell an AFL flag. So, again, these flags are out there being collected, being held onto, and they are quite unique. If you haven't had a chance to check one out, contact me. We'll get one going for you, and you can decide whether or not you want to use it in your event or your organization. So by all means, feel free to contact me. I'll work with you, and we'll design up something beautiful for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, and you talked about the fact that it's a custom flag, meaning that you can get it customized. What are some of the customizable options of the flag for those people out there interested in purchasing one?
I can crop any picture down to a 2-inch crop, which I can place on the side of that puck. So I'm talking even photographs. I've done players' images, people's faces, any imagery, any artwork you have, as long as I can crop it down to 2-inch and cut it, I can put it on a flag. The script, the same thing. I can write anything you want. And then obviously we can print any specific names or dates, whatever you want to say on the piece can be done. No extra charge for that. We'll do that as a custom piece. So each one comes out custom. They're great for after the games, getting the teams to sign them. They're great for people have been giving them as awards. They were using them during the season. They're able to sign them up on a team and give them to players, key players at that season. So there's various things. People are having fun with them. But again, we'll put it all together. We're here for making flags. It's our passion. It's what we like to do. We like customizing work. We like making them pretty. Something you'll be proud of. We're proud of them when we make them, and we try to keep a very high-quality product going out the door at all times. So we're scrutinies. We really scrutinize the quality and make sure everything's right according to as the customer wants. So it's quite enjoyable.
Great, that's great. So we have about three more minutes left here in the podcast. I see that you're going to be working with the Global Indoor League. You've also supplied flags for the Beast of the East tournament. So just again, from our audience, what's the best way for them to reach out to you and contact you? And before I let you talk about that, definitely check out his Facebook page. You can see all the variations of the types of flags that are possible. So, Tim, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you?
Well, you can search us on TuckerFlags.com or the Tucker Flags Facebook page. Send me a message direct, and we'll talk about what you need, what you'd like to do. And we'll help you every step of the way. We've got a team of guys willing and able to help secure sponsorships and working in that area for you. So by all means, put us to the test, put us to work. We'll do something good for you.
Absolutely. Okay, again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. You can reach us at flagfootballamerica.com. You can also reach us on Facebook and on Instagram. And so we have about 1 minute left in the show. We thank Tim. Thank you so much for your time. I think it's exciting. I think the Beast of the East tournament is going to have close to 100 teams that are going to get a chance. How many flags did you supply for Beast of the East?
I know he has probably 10 from last year, and he just ordered 10 for this year. So it's possible that all the fields will have Tucker flags on them this year with one ref out there. I mean, so, yeah, he has quite a few now.
Oh, that's great. Hey, if possible, maybe you could post a couple of pics on Facebook. We'll let the audience take a look at them so they can kind of see. And again, if you haven't seen these flags, I mean, they're fully customizable. They have the league logo, I mean, the tournament logo on it. They've got customized colors. They've got types, typography on the different parts of the flag. So it's really kind of like how you promote it. It's definitely a one-of-a-kind piece that you can't get anywhere.
That's correct, Stace. Now, we appreciate that. And, we're looking forward to working with everybody from the youth teams right on up through the pros. So anybody that's interested, contact us by all means. Ask some questions, and we'll see if we can get you into a set of flags.
That's great. That's great. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast, and you can reach us online. You can check us on Facebook. So, Tim, I'll give you about 30 seconds. Any closing thoughts or remarks that you'd like to let my audience just know about your flag and your product?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about it a little bit, to show somebody something new. Sometimes it's hard for people to see, but in others, they see the value. By all means, we're privileged to be having a part of this football industry, and we look forward to working with the great people out there who are hustling every week to keep their organizations going. So put us to work, contact us. We'll help you do whatever we can to get you in a set of flags that's working for you.
That's great, and we're definitely going to have you back. I know there's a couple other little projects that you're working on, potentially like a new product coming out, but sort of once you kind of get a little bit more, make some more progress on that, we definitely want to have you back, and we thank you for your time.
That sounds good, Stacy. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Tim. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.